FG3 here.
Welcome to We Ballin' Sports Podcast Episode 2.
If this is your first time joining us, welcome to the show. At We Ballin' Sports Podcast, we will discuss youth, training, sports, and lifestyles. In this episode, we will be talking about commitment. So let's get started. Today, I am joined by Franklin Griffin Jr., a.k.a. my dad. Thanks for joining us, Dad.
Not a problem, man. Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate being your first guest.
So, talk to me about commitment. What does it mean to be committed in sports?
Commitment is the dedication, the grind that you have to your sport, to your craft to try to be better. The time that you're going to put into it, the work, the blood, the sweat, the tears. Commitment is trying to be better every year and be the best that you could possibly be.
Okay, so commitment means to grind hard all day, every day.
Every day.
Got it. But how do young athletes balance both sports and school?
It's a hard balance. I mean, you know, in our household, of course, school come first. You got to get your homework done, study for tests and things of that nature. Of course, a lot of practices and training is going to be on school nights. So sometimes you have limited time to make sure you get your homework done, but you got to try to do your best to get those done because grades come first. But whatever free available time that you have to dedicate to your sport, once you're done with your homework and schoolwork, then you got to put that time in. So that means sometimes you got to miss out on playing video games and being on social media and talking to your friends, guys.
I like that response, Dad. What advice can you give young athletes that are grinding hard, but sometimes they feel like no matter how hard they try, it's just not enough?
You got to keep grinding. Grind, 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 grind. I mean, at the end of the day, you're going to fail more times than you succeed. So you got to just keep putting that work in, and it's going to pay off at the end of the day. I mean, if you put more work in than everybody else, the results will show for itself, guaranteed.
Dad, you have been raising student athletes for over 10 years.
That long?
Yep. What advice can you give parents that just may be starting down this path?
I mean, at the end of the day, it's a dedication for parents, too. I mean, the kids can't drive themselves. They can't pay for the lessons. They can't pay for the equipment and things of that nature. So it's a dedication for the parents as well. So once you find that sport that that kid loves, then you got to dedicate it to it as well. For us, baseball was something that I didn't play when I was younger, but I enjoyed learning the game with you and trying to figure it out myself. So it's definitely fun at the end of the day, but most parents, you got to be prepared to give up the time, the money, and the dedication. Because if you don't dedicate to it, the child won't either. So as much work and effort that you put into it, I guarantee your child going to put in just as much.
Last question. Do you feel that a higher level of commitment is needed much earlier for student athletes than back when you were playing sports?
Well, back when I was playing sports, way, way back, you didn't really have to be great so early. I mean, now you have to be at a certain level probably when you get into middle school, and you have to dedicate to sports more often. I mean, I'm not a big believer of having to focus on one sport, but in a lot of cases, it looked like that's where it's going towards. So I would say don't overdo it. Try to be the best that you could be and find that sport that you love because you'll be more willing to dedicate to it. Unfortunately, now colleges look at kids at a much younger age than they did back in the day. So you have to be prepared, and sometimes you got to grow up just a little bit faster than necessary. But parents, don't overdo it. Try to find that balance. Try to find keep the sport fun. Try to keep it fresh. But, yes, you do have to dedicate to sports just a little bit earlier these days than you used to. I don't think it's something that can't be balanced and can't be done, but you have to make sure that you really love this sport if you're going to put that kind of time and effort into it.
Thanks, Dad, for your time. Also, thank everyone for listening to this podcast. Please continue to return weekly for new content. Visit WeBallinSports.com for materials and to hear previous podcast shows. FG3, over and out.